Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is still in the miracle-working business. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. We're continuing on in a message I began on Monday about a 100-fold discipleship, and people are crying out in prayer. Intercessors are asking God for revival in our country, in our nation, around the world, and that we can see the glory of God, the power of God, which is God's beginning to answer. God is doing that in places, but we want to see the final harvest brought in. So what I've been sharing is on 100-fold discipleship, and we look as a reference back to the early church, the tremendous results and demonstrations of God's power that were seen. And Jesus said that we would do even greater works in order for us to experience and be part of those greater works that God wants to accomplish in this day in which we're living. We not only have to preach the word and expect to see signs following, but in all areas of our life, we need to reflect the same kind of devotion and commitment and fearless conviction for the truth of the gospel as they did. We can't expect the results if we're half-hearted, if we're just willing to compromise with the world. Beloved, I have been sharing some very powerful scriptures, and they're not my opinion. Listen, let me just review a few of them. If any man, these are literally the words of Jesus, hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, even his own life, also he cannot be my disciple. That seems to be a very hard saying. I did clarify that in previous broadcasts, that refers to the commitment we have to the Lord, and the love of the Lord pales in comparison. The love we have for our family, our loved ones, pales in comparison to the love that we have for the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said in Matthew 16:24, if any man come after me, let him deny himself. And we need to have that love for the brethren as well. Jesus said in Matthew 16:24, if any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. And in John 13, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, by the love ye have one for another. Here's another scripture that Jesus said. This is a quote out of Luke 14:33. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. That's a pretty severe, uncompromising statement. He's using absolutes, forsaketh all that he hath. What is he saying? You know, people shrink from this verse and other verses like this because of what the indications or what are the consequences if they really apply that to their own life. Now, is he asking us to empty our bank account and just, you know, give up our homes and just get rid of it? No, he's not talking about that. He is talking about that we are willing to love and serve God regardless of the cost, regardless of the price, regardless of the consequences. And we will seek to do his will, fulfill the law of Christ, even as Jesus did. He was our example. He says, my meat is to do the will of the Father. I don't do anything except the Father show me what he would have me to do. Jesus is our example, And we have to be willing to do that. I gave a scripture, I think it was yesterday, in the book of Revelation, about the saints who overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives even unto death. That has been true through the centuries. Those who are given their have given their lives and are today even doing that as a final testimony and statement that their love for God is chief and foremost. Greater love than this hath no man, that he would lay down his life. That's what Jesus did for his friends. And so would we be willing to do that, to demonstrate that same kind of conviction? And so, beloved, we have to look at our lives. And you know what? I have to stop. These are strong statements. Can we do it in ourselves? Absolutely not. We shrink at the thought of giving up anything. I mean, we're very protective of our relationships, our possessions, our, what's even more critical, our opinion and self-will, the things we want. Are we willing to deny ourselves? Are we willing to say, as Jesus, not my will, but thy will be done? As he said in the garden, facing the most extreme, horrific punishment that was due for our sins, the ridicule, the shame, only God the Father knows what he was asking of Jesus. And Jesus said, oh Lord, Father, please, can we do this some other way? All things are possible to you. Yet, nonetheless, that absolute submission, not my will, but thy will be done. And God is looking for that kind of heart. Now, while those are strong and true statements, the fact of the matter is, his yoke is easy, his burden is light. There is a joy that will come when we are willing to submit to God. I delight to do thy will. He's not asking for us to throw everything away. He's not going to strip us of everything. Sometimes we do go through great times of loss, and we begin to experience the sufferings of Christ, begin to experience the kinds of emotional pain. I mean, we cannot add to his atonement. There's no question of that. But we will experience the same kind of ridicule for our faith in God, our stand in Christ, the things that we are forced to do. I mean, in the face of persecution, we are willing to do that because of our love for Christ. But the point is, his yoke is easy, his burden is light. He's wanting us to know that there is a delight in doing his will. It becomes not a hard thing. He's not asking us to flagellate ourselves as they did in the Middle Ages, to punish ourselves. He's not looking for that. He's asking for a heart commitment because he delights to bless and give to his children. So I want to make that really, really clear. He's not asking for some kind of ascetic life, to live on bread and water. He's asking us to be willing. Our love for him is so great that we're willing to do whatever he would ask us to do. Let's pray. Father, you see, these are very strong statements that Jesus made. But Lord, we want to understand with the understanding of the Holy Spirit and the revelation of spiritual insight that there is a commitment that is required that will, and a joy to doing that, that will enable us to go through the most difficult, trying times of our lives, even as you have given grace to those who actually do lay down their lives physically and receive the martyr's crown. Father, we don't know the future that you have for each and every one of us. So, Father, for those that are being so moved on, Lord, we join our hearts in prayer and we ask for the grace and the willingness to do your will and all that that would require of us, the commitment, the willing to deny ourselves and take up our cross. We want to do what Jesus asked for us to do. And we know that obedience is better than sacrifice. As we give to you, Father, you will always outgive us. Paul, who suffered so much for the gospel of Christ, said, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory. The word of God, all the disciples, Peter, echoed that same concept that, and John, that there was no greater joy than being pleasing to our Heavenly Father, to be that good and obedient servant that will one day hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of your Lord." And so, Father, we're weak in ourselves. We are undisciplined. We are so eager to favor our flesh and to comfort our flesh. But Father, we know we cannot do it in ourselves, but we claim the power and strength of the Holy Spirit to be able to mortify the deeds of the body, the deeds of the flesh, and to enter into obedience and perfect surrender to whatever you would ask of us, knowing that you're not a hard taskmaster, but that you're a loving God who loves us with an everlasting love. Help us, Lord. We're weak, but you are strong. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I sense the Father's heart. He's really happy that we are willing to do, to pray that prayer. We're willing to release all things into His hands. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, "My beloved, it is not a hard thing to give to your God." Those who are generous in the natural, in terms of material things and finances, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And those who are of a generous heart and nature, they've discovered that. But I would have you to know it's not just in the area of giving and finances, or giving of your time, of your resources, of your energies, of your concern and love, but it is in all things. As you give, there is great joy in becoming a true servant of the Lord. And I will bless you with exceeding great and precious promises fulfilled in your life. Not just the promise of them, but the fulfillment. So be encouraged and be strengthened even this day, says your God, for I will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think, says your God. Praise God. I sense the powerful anointing of the Holy Spirit. Receive His strength, His impartation, because you're going to see great and wondrous things in the days ahead. I believe it. I receive it for you and for myself and this ministry. I love you. I invite you to share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. If you choose to email, if you would like a personal answer, I'm not able to spend much time on emails. I ask you to invite your mailing address, never to be shared, where I can minister in greater depth and length through the printed page, through my letters. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.